Seltzer, I believe the breaking news sounder is about to happen.
Extra, extra, read all about it.
All right, James, take it. Talk
yeah, Shams Charania, just in. Joel Embiid says he is signing a contract extension with the Philadelphia 76ers. It will be a three-year, $193 million maximum extension with a player option for 2028-2029 season.
All right, let's do some math here. So through 28-29, so through 29, the next season is 25. So he will be under contract 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, so 5 years. So Embiid at what age now? 30?
30 or 31, I'll check.
Okay, we'll look into that. But he is now going to be officially under contract with the Sixers for 5 more seasons. Okay. Look,
30, he turns 31 in March.
Okay, so he will be through the age of 35. I'm fine with it. Is it risky? Heck yeah. He's going to decline, obviously. He's not going to be the player at 35 that he is at 31. But to me, it's the price of doing business in the NBA. You know, you do have, when healthy, still one of the absolute best players in the world for at least the next 2 or 3 years.
And that's an appealing factor for luring big-time players from other teams and locales. That could be the difference. Hey, look, we got Joel locked up for the next 5 years. Let's build greatness around him. Let's go win a world championship or two.
Devin, your reaction on Embiid sticking with the Sixers long-term?
I love it. I love it. I think it keeps him happy. I think it, you know, gives him more longevity here in Philly, more consistency, which even he noted this past offseason that he really hasn't had during his time with the Sixers so far. So I'm happy with it. I feel like I'm probably the biggest Joel Embiid fan on the show. So I'm thrilled that they extended him.
All right, so Rhea, I know you're
Did you tell Joel that you loved him?
Yeah, like John did.
I would tell him I loved him.
Well,
I
did tell Joel
you
that
did?
I loved him.
When?
So I think maybe I'm the biggest Joel fan on the show.
Well,
I told him.
No, I'm the biggest Joel fan. No, I'm just kidding.
Okay.
From the stands.
James, I know that is false.
He ignored me.
I love Joel. I love Joel.
He ignored me, so I'm pretty sure he heard me.
When
and
was
just
this?
Completely
Where was this?
Ignored
Four
me.
Year,
my friend from
ago.
High school is now
a, game.
A doctor. He called me up. He said, "John, do you want you want to go watch the Sixers game with me?" This is when we first started doing the midday show.
Yep.
So I meet up with Ashish, and it's like, holy cow, Ashish. We're on the floor, man. Like, you're doing pretty well for yourself coming from Mechanicsburg to the floor at the Sixers game. So there we were during the national anthem, standing right next to Joel. And I could not.
Did you try to touch him?
I couldn't help myself. I didn't touch
him. That would
be
over the line.
I touched him with my voice, and I said, Joel, I love you.
You whisper it like that?
Yeah, because it was in between notes of the national anthem.
All right, so Rhea, let me address you, because you are the biggest Joel not fan.
Yes.
And of which there's, you know, 20-25% of people.
It's not an exclusive club.
It's not an exclusive. That's right. And that is a club. It's a big Joel fan. Yes. All right. So, Rhea, I want to get your reaction in a moment, but I want to say this. One of my thoughts is that maybe will help the youths of the world that don't love him and thought should have traded him a year ago.
Yeah.
This maybe makes it easier to trade him if you have to. Because the team that gets him has him under contract. And
depends
not
on what kind of health he's in.
No, that's right. You're right about that. But, like, play it out for another year. Let's say Paul George is the next Chris Webber and he's done.
Mm-hmm.
And you're like, it's not really going to work. Let's move off Joel. Like, when there have been some players in recent years, and James Harden is one of them, that don't have many years left in their deal. Kawhi's another one when he went to Toronto. Yeah. Not much time left. And so you get him, but then you lose him. Do you buy an argument that signing him long term may help them trade him if need be?
No, and it just
cynic.
Until they get past the second round, this extension does zero for me, because I just, whatever they do in the regular season doesn't matter to me anymore. It really doesn't.
No, I agree with that.
You're going to drop 70 and woohoo!
Look, we know they're going to win. As long as he's healthy, they're going to win between 50 to 58 games.
Correct.
And 58 would be on the high side. They never have. But theoretically could if they have, you know, a good Paul George and a 70-something game Joel Embiid.
Like, are they going to beat the Celtics?
Probably not, but I got to say this. I got to see the Paul George thing and the revamped bench. It should be the best team
they've had. They definitely have a better bench.
I think this will be the best team they've had in this whole 8-year
run. I don't even think it's a question. I mean, you never know, but, like, at least roster-wise, I don't think it's a question.
If Paul George is still pretty damn good, James.
Yeah. Oh, I agree. But even
because
still,
Jimmy
just
was really,
the bench.
The best team they've had is 2019.
Agreed.
And Jimmy was really good. Yeah. He was really good.
So, yeah, but Maxie, I know Simmons was better than him, but Maxie's better than Simmons. Yep.
Maxie continues to take another step.
That's
Kelly Oubre can continue to get a little advanced.
Okay. All right. So,
we're talented.
We'll take your reaction on Embiid signed for 5 more seasons, a 3-year extension, 5 years to go, and your reaction to that. Plus, the Eagles, obviously, as we look ahead to Sunday, who do you think wins the game? We got Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's truck season in Armin. Available 1.9% financing on all 2024 light-duty Armin Silverados. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Who wins Sunday, Eagles or Saints? Second poll question, if it's just between these two, where would you rather the Sixers play, A, Camden, or B, Center City, Philadelphia? Let's talk to Tom in Springfield. Hi, Tom.
Good morning, Joe. A.K.A. The Hammer. Congrats.
Thank you, sir.
On the win this morning.
Thank you again,
well,
sir.
You really mean that, Tom? You really mean
I do,
congrats?
I do. Listen, to win 261 times is no small accomplishment. And, you know, he got it done despite, you know, being sleep deprived, which is there's something.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. I can't believe you bought that hook, line, and sinker. It's like you really think that's holding him back?
Tom, you know what it reminds me of? You might not know the name Jack Youngblood, but he played for the Rams. Jack Youngblood
stopped immediately.
He played in the Super Bowl.
He broke his leg.
He played in the Super Bowl with a broken leg. The Hammer!
Joe, let's not get nuts, okay?
Trust me when I tell you there's a lot of shame right here.
That might be too far.
Next thing you know, you're going to be telling me you're T.O. and you got your hyperbaric chamber and yada, yada, yada. So.
Something like
that. Let's not get nuts.
Yeah.
I was at the Eagles game Monday night, so I got to see all my suffering live and in person. I feel like they lost that on two plays. And one of them, and it was not the interception. The first of which is not taking points in the first half when you should have kicked the field goal.
That was big. Out, yep.
Which was stupid. Secondly, I think that
now that it's played out.
Yeah, well, it's early in the game. Take the
you
points.
Thought it at the time. Points. I respect it, Tom. I think it was the most questionable of the calls. I do believe that.
And then the next one is, and I'm gonna call out your boy Jason Avant here in a second, but instead of throwing that whatever you want to call it, dump pass, flat pass to Saquon, and he drops it.
Flat. Okay?
So first off, if you run the ball there and he gets the first down, you win the game, but it also keeps the clock running. They declined the penalty earlier in that series to keep the clock running.
Correct.
So keep the clock running. If the whole point is keep the clock running, you don't throw the ball. You keep the ball on the ground.
Tom, I'm just going to ask you this question.
Okay.
I give you a scenario on Sunday. The ball is in the exact same circumstance, and it is floating to an open Saquon Barkley, who's about 10 yards from Jalen Hurts. If he catches it, you win the game. If he drops it, you lose the game. Do you take that scenario?
Yes.
Okay. Me too.
So, and just to, like I said, just to throw a little shade at Avant, so he had a 10-year career with 346 receptions and 13 touchdowns. He also had 6 fumbles, and 4 of which were lost. Now,
well, he wasn't as good as Saquon, but he's talking about technique and concentration.
I'm coming with all the stats.
Go ahead.
Okay. Guess what? So Saquon now in 7 years, or 6.5 if you want to call it that, 6 and whatever it is, 217, also has 13 receiving touchdowns. So, Jason, and we're going to throw a little shade at him.
Tom, I'm going to throw this shade back at you. Bill Belichick and Vince Lombardi and Bill Walsh didn't play pro football.
Correct.
And they're probably 3 of the greatest coaches of all time. Like, you can evaluate football without being good at it or spectacular.
I mean, most of the great coaches now, whether it's Shanahan, McVay, like all these guys, they didn't play in the NFL.
Yeah, I know. No, Avant's not a coach, but you know.
Don't talk about catching the ball when you didn't do it that much in 10 years.
Okay, so then me, Joe, and Devin can't talk about it.
Yeah, good point. How about you, Tom?
So great at catching the ball.
Tom, do you get to comment on catching the ball?
I did.
Great point,
Tom,
Joe.
Tom, give me an answer. A notable club for the Phillies taking some Monday night.
So the first rule about Fight Club is we don't talk about.
Oh
Fight Club.
Man,
big answer.
That's another big one. Tom, entertaining phone call, man.